Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
17 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, as we continue to try to get back to normal after the snow event. Of course, the thing that we all have to watch out for is because things are different, doing things that are not normal to us, and as a result, causing problems, forced errors, unforced errors, as I call them, be it in traffic or even heat in your home. Brian Adams joins us now, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Talk about that. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. We needed another day of sun, man.
Yeah, we do, and it's partly cloudy here. I hope we get it. Tragedy, you know, we always talk about, unfortunately, when we go into a season like this where some people are alive that by the time we get through the event are not going to be alive, and unfortunately, a deadly fire in a Berman area of New Orleans this morning.
Yeah, man, so that May 15, unfortunate fatality for us for the year, which has been extremely busy for us. It's just unusual. I think last year at this time we may have had one or two at the most. So the cold weather has really put a damper on things for the fire service, but we want to just keep preaching that heat of safety stuff. I hadn't had a chance to talk to Chief Nelson in New Orleans yet, but I did see the media's reporting that they believe it was a space heater. So again, we just want to talk about those, you know, space heaters. Keep them 3 to 5 feet away from curtains and bedspreads and furniture. You want to make sure you plug those space heaters in directly to the wall. Extension cords and those power strips are not made to outfit those appliances, those space heaters. They're just not what they do. Never use your stove or your oven to heat your home. Don't overfill your fireplaces. And don't leave those things unattended. If you can at night, try to unplug that space heater and cover up with a couple extra blankets. And before you go to bed at night, you know, we keep preaching it. Make sure your smoke alarm's working.
Yeah. Tell people about the free smoke alarm thing, if you can, again, Brian, so people know about it.
Yeah, so we have a I appreciate you asking that. We have a program called Operation Save a Life. So we partner with fire departments all over the state to give away a free smoke alarm to anybody that needs one. So if you need a smoke alarm, you don't have a working smoke alarm in your home, call your local fire department, and they'll come out and install that smoke alarm in your home for free. A couple of weeks ago, we got a huge donation from Lowe's over in Slidell of about 34,000 smoke alarms, so we have plenty on hand. So if your smoke alarm's not working, reach out to your local fire department. If not, you can contact us directly on our website, which is lasfm.org, and we'd be happy to come do it ourselves.
Found a 60-year-old woman dead this morning. It was on Diane Street in Algiers. The firefighters said they found a space heater next to a bed that burned through the floor. And, Brian, you know, I'm not trying to minimize this at all, but I got to tell you, going into this event, I think the awareness campaign that you guys have done paid off, and I'm surprised that there weren't more tragedies like this that happened. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, the media has been really helping us, and you have. Look, we've been on with you 3 times in the last week, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. And we're going to continue pushing it next week. I'm going to get busy with the Operation Save a Life program and try to do some more media blasts. So if you got a spot for us next week and we can talk about it again, I'd appreciate it. But we got to get the message out. We've got these things on hand, and they are the first line of defense to get you out your home in time, and they will. They will go off, and they'll wake you up, and you'll be able to get out and save you and your family.
And I think what happens, again, what causes problems is when you do, first of all, you're uncomfortable. It's a different situation. You're out of your routine. You're uncomfortable. So you're trying to do something to ameliorate that and make yourself more comfortable. And maybe sometimes just normal thinking and I'm not trying in any way to say anything happened with this 60-year-old woman like this. I'm just saying that generally speaking, when you do something that you're not used to doing and you are uncomfortable at the time, maybe that makes you not think things all the way through, right?
No, absolutely. And listen, the reality is the lady was probably cold, right? And she wanted the space heater closer to her to keep her warm.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, it's the reality that we face and not realizing what's too close. It's why we got to continue pushing this message.
So you said 15 for the year so far?
Yeah, 15.
That's a lot, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's like I said, you know, this time last year we had one, maybe two. And out of the 15, we can only confirm that one home had a working smoke alarm in it.
Other thoughts about fireplaces and everything else? Because I don't think we can say this enough, because even if somebody, one person hears it that didn't hear it before, even though others have heard it repeatedly, if it prevents a tragedy, it's worth it. Just some common sense things about fireplaces and so forth, Brian?
Yeah, so you and I talked last time about making sure that the flute's clean and make sure that the damper's open on your fireplace. Don't overfill it. If you put one or two logs in it, putting five or six logs in it, it's not going to make any difference. Put one or two and it's going to heat the same. Don't overfill it. Make sure you clean it after every time you use it. Put that fire out at night before you go to bed. Don't use candles. If you do use candles, make sure you put those things out as well. And just don't leave them unattended.
And the other thing I'll add, you know, I know people decorate trees for Mardi Gras, and I don't mean to beat this into the ground, but if you have still have a real Christmas tree in your house, you need to get it the hell out today, because these things can go up like unbelievably quick and literally burn your house down.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, this far into to the new year, the tree's probably been up since early December, late November. It's a match. It's a match waiting to go up, and it'll go up in a matter of seconds.
Tell me about, real quick, about the importance of water pressure when it comes to fighting fires, and now that the freeze is over, you don't have to run water anymore and all that, please.
Yeah, so, look, the fire service is not inexperienced with the lack of water. We deal with this every time we get a hurricane. You know, when a hurricane hits, mm-hmm. it pulls trees over and it breaks lines. And so the fire service is prepared. A fire truck's got 500 to 1,000 gallons of water on it. I know the local guys in this region have prepared for that. They've got extra manpower, extra resources, extra trucks on hand. Jefferson Parish, in particular, has a couple of tanker trucks that hold 3,000 gallons of water, one placed on each side of the river. So the fire service is prepared. You don't need to drip your water anymore. And I think the water pressure has come back up. Mine has here at my home in West Wego. So I think we're on a track to getting everything going again.
A little bit of patience, just. Hang in there, boy. By Saturday, this will just be a memory. Thank you, Brian Adams, State Fire Marshal. We'll talk to you again next week. Whenever you want to come on with anything, you let us know, all right?
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you, buddy.
Brian and I go back decades being friends. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL.